Okie dokie. Okay, we continue in the Rambam. We're in Perchav Dalid, chapter 24, Hilchos Tumas Ames, Halacha Dalid. First three halachas, we're talking about temporary walls. We're now talking about permanent walls. And the main chiddush of this Halacha Dalid is going to be that a permanent wall is considered as part of the house regarding Tumah. And you'll see in what way we're going to apply this over here. It's not a hard halacha. Just have to halt cup. Kosel shebein shnei vatim. Let's say you have a wall in between two rooms or two houses. Doesn't matter. Let's say if you have a big structure, lots of space, a permanent wall right in between room one, room two. Okay? Permanent wall. Vituma besocha kosel. And you got tuma right inside the wall. And let's just make it simple. The wall is a thick wall. Like thick. Okay, made out of cement, whatever, a thick gazunta wall. Yeah. Okay, well, that can't be cement, but anyway, it's a thick kind of, and there's a mace in the wall. Okay, now what he's going to say is there's two rooms. You have the wall. You got one room and one room. So this wall is a joint wall for the two rooms. So now. Bayis HaKorev LeTuma, the room that is closer to where the Tuma is, is Tame. We'll explain that in a minute. The HaKorev LeTaratar, and the side of the wall that's closer to the Tar one is Tar. Okay? We will explain what this means. Basically, what he's saying, and Hoysa Mechza, Lemechza, if it's in between Shneim Tmeim. So look at it like this. Let's say the wall.
What is it if it's
okay?
Equal?
I'll explain it. Anyway, the wall is azoi thick. Okay, very thick. You got a room here. You got a room here.
Right.
If the tumah person is on the side of the wall that's closer to the other room, the other room is tumah. And if it's not, then this room is tar. Okay, that's basically what he's saying. In other words, you figure you got a thickness of the wall. The mace is going to be on one side or the other. The thickness. So the side is closer to, that's considered part of, let's say it's over here, it's considered part of this room. This part of the wall is considered part of that room. If it's on this side of the wall, then it's considered this part of the room. If it's right about in the middle, then both rooms are tameh, as the Rambam will say later, because we're not exactly sure which one it goes to, so they're going to both be tameh. Okay? Now, that's with the tumah in the wall.
Right.
Now let's turn it around. And let's put Kalim in the wall and Tumah in one of the two rooms. Okay, let's say the Tumah is in this room over here. In fact, Kalim v'socha kosel, now the utensils are inside the wall. So again, mechetze uklape Tumah from the middle part towards the room that's a Tumah. Tumahim, any utensils on that side will be Tumah. Mechetze uklape Tara, and anything that's on the other half facing the Torah side, Tarim. Mechzel, mechzel, and utensils in the middle, tmeim, to become tmeim. It's exact same principle, just the other way around.
When you say in the wall, is this
a
like
hollow wall?
Is it
it's not a hollow wall.
Or this is actually
permanent wall.
All right.
In the brick, when they built the wall, it was put inside.
That's right.
But there must be
or they had some utensil. No, it's put it right in. There's no tefach al tefach. It's
they poured concrete in this mold. They put the kaling in there, the body in the mold.
Shouldn't really buy houses that have corpses. Sort of
yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like,
good.
In the foundation. Like.
Okay. Fine. Anyway, so this is if the wall is going this way. Okay. Now let's do it the other way.
Like that.
Let's have the ceiling and a floor between the lower floor and the upper floor. Same principle. Same ideas. Vechein mazeva and similarly a cement roof. Okay. And the cement part shebein habayis v'aliyah between the bottom floor and the upper floor, v'atuma besoch mazev, and the tuma now is in the floor ceiling. So mechetzem atav, it's on the bottom half, the corpse on the bottom half of that ceiling. Habayis tamei, the house below is tamei. V'aliyah tar, the attic upstairs is tar. Mechetzem atav, it's in the upper half. Haliyah tamei, the upper floor is tamei. V'abayis tar, and the house below is tamei. Mechzel mechzel, it's right in the middle. Shnei tamei, they're both tamei. Now we're going to do the reverse. The tumah is in one of the rooms, or upstairs or downstairs, and the kalim are inside the ceiling wall. If there's tumah in one of the two dwellings, either below or above, And utensils are now inside the cement wall ceiling. So again, mechetzu klapi tuma, from the half towards where the tuma is, tmeim, those things are tummy. Mechetzu klapi torah, from the half that's facing away from that to the torah side to harden. Mechzo mechzo in the middle, shneim tmeim, they're both tummy. Okay. Next scenario, instead of a second floor, it's just a roof and the sky is above. So one, just one floor, roof, and the sky above. Same ideas. What if the wall, the ceiling is now just with the sky above? And this tumah inside the ceiling. Again, from the lower half down, then habayis tumah, the inside the house is tumah. Va'omed milmala, and whoever's standing on top of the roof, afilu kineged tumah tor, even if it's right over the tumah tor, this is not considered tumah ritzutza. It's considered part of the house. That's the difference. Sharei poshta tumah chobayis, because the tumah is spreading into the whole house. We look at it, and we look as if the tumah is in the house, because it is part of the house. Is on the upper half of the ceiling. Then I buy a star. The house is inside tor. But him was standing on top. Kineged hatuma, only across the tumah, because that's going straight up, is tummy. And again, mechzel mechzel, if the tumah is smack in the middle, habayis tumah, the house is tumah. V'moed milmala meneged hatumah, whoever standing right on top of the tumah is tummy as well. And now the Rambam finally gives us the svara of in between. Because we cannot be precise, and therefore it's metam of the person, because maybe it's a little bit more past the fifth, the midpoint going up, or in the house's tummy, maybe it's past the midpoint going down. We can't be precise. So maybe because of suffix, but it still is tummy.
So the house is going to be tummy forever unless you start tearing it apart.
Yep.
There's no time limit.
Exactly. Exactly.
And in a practical situation,
no, quite,
don't buy the house.
You probably wouldn't.
Buy the house.
Yeah. Would you generally know it's there, like
where the bodies are buried?
The body or the kalim or whatever.
I don't know.
Body mostly, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a body, it can just be a bone.
What if a mouse falls into the concrete?
Mouse is not tummy mace.
No, but it's tummy.
That's going to give tummy mace. It's not tummy mace, you don't have to worry about it. You're talking about corpse, limbs, things like that. Okay, the next halacha, an interesting halacha. Now take a look at the picture. This is the only picture that we need. Now, this is different than the classical house. Now, look carefully at the roof over here. Now, a classical roof, if you're looking from right to left, either one of the two pictures are the same way. From right to left, if you look at the right side, the roof is over the supporting beam. It's over it. Right? Maybe I can make it a little bigger.
Yeah.
I cannot. Not letting me. If you're looking in the far right corner on the top, yeah, you see how the supporting beam goes straight up,
yeah.
But the roof goes over the supporting beam. It's over the supporting. Now, as you go to the left where the man is standing, you notice the roof stops and comes to a stop before the supporting beam or the wall. And the wall is straight up without the roof sitting on it. Do you see the difference in the right side and the left side?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes. Right side of each individual.
Right.
Each picture. There's two pictures. Right. Both are exactly, the house is constructed the same.
Okay.
The right side, it's the roof is being supported by the wall. Mm-hmm. The left side, the wall is not being supporting the roof.
Business.
It's like a freestanding wall.
Yeah, right.
So now it's very interesting because it's not really part of the house, per se. This is where it gets interesting. And that's what he's calling. Now, until now, it was a kosel that was, you know, part of the house. It was mamish. And the point being, it's supporting the roof. But here it's kena kosel hamishamish es habayis. Here the wall is, so to speak, facilitating the house. So now we learn it a little bit different. Yidon mechzel mechzel. Now we judge it as an in-betweener. And we'll have an example. Ketzad. Kosel shehu la'avir. You have a wall. That's the one the person's standing on. where the top of the wall is exposed to the sky, because it doesn't have the roof on top of it. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's clear. The gagabais, the roof of the house, samach, is flush to the external wall, but it's not on top of the wall. Veinamurka valkos, it's not resting on that outer wall on the left side. So it comes out, the top of the wall remains outside of the wall. Okay, and now...
That's at the house.
At the house, okay. Now you see the black ball over there that's in the wall. So he's going to call that now, since it's not part of the house. Before, when you had a wall in the middle of the house, we didn't call it Tuma Ritzutza. We called it part of the house. It was a wall that was mamish part of the house, so it's considered part of the house and not Tuma Ritzutza. It's considered like the Tuma's in the house. But here, it's now, since it's an independent wall, as it were, so now we're going to call it the Tuma Ritzutza, because now it's sort of squashed Tuma, Besocha Kosel in the wall. So now we say like this. Hoysa, now the right-hand picture now. Hoysa mechet shevelifnim. If it's on the inner half of the wall, okay, we're going to treat it like habayis tamei. The house is tamei. The ha'oimed milmala rosh hakosel. And the guy standing on top of the beam, tohar. He's going to be tohar. Ka'oimed al gag habayis. It's as if he'd be standing on the roof of the house, where we would say the Tumah does not pass by the roof of the house.
But it's not consistent.
Exactly.
It
doesn't make sense.
Tohar Ka'emel Gagabayis. That's why he's saying it's not like the other case. It's like...
No, but we're saying it's independent of a roof, so why is it being judged as the roof?
One second.
Right? Yeah, I get it. It's not part of the house.
Well, I guess.
Well, say independent wall.
Okay, let's see the other side. Let's see it the other side now. Let's see the other side here. What if it's on the left picture over there, where it's more towards the outside? Habayis tar va'omid milmala kineged hatuma tame, and the one who's on top of it is going to be tame.
That's fine.
Shere lo posh hatuma v'soch habayis. The tuma did not give us. I guess he's saying it depends on the situation. If the tuma is closer to the house, then it's considered part of the house.
Yeah, but the wall isn't part of the house. The wall.
But it's connected. It's serving the house. It's serving the house. So he's saying if the tuma is closer to there, it would be considered part of the house. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if it's on the left side, it's not considered part of the house, and then it's just independent of the house, and then it's considered tuma ritzutza, right? And hoysa tuma metzel metzel, what if tuma is smack in the middle? This one is going to be the hard one. Habayis tame. This is the one that everybody doesn't understand. The house is tame. The guy on top is tar. That's the problem.
Really?
Yeah.
That, because then it should be both ways.
Yes,
that's a real problem. So he's saying this independent wall, it depends where the tame is. If the tame is closer, so then it's considered connected with the house. If it's further away, it's not considered connected with the house, and then it's its own Tumah Ritzutza. The third halach in the middle is certainly not... Everybody has trouble with that third part of the halach.
Yeah.
Okay, now...
I'm still trying to understand why it matters when it's in the wall, in this situation, whether it's on the left side or the right side, or in the middle of the house or not, because that wall is still...
Well, I guess you have to say, I guess he's saying like this. Half of the wall is finishing off the house. You have to say part of the wall.
Even though it's not under the roof.
So if it was under the roof, then we'd say the whole thing is connected to the house. The whole thing's connected to the house. But if it's not with the roof on top of it, so now we got to say, well, the part that the house has to have... It has to have something, or it's not. It's totally open, so it only needs part of it. So I guess the inside part's enough, and the outside part, the house doesn't really need it. It's not.
Maybe the roof part is just
it's got to be affixed to that wall. Maybe it's just affixed to that edge of the wall. So therefore,
no. He's saying it's got to be under the wall. That a normal wall,
normally, yeah.
A normal ceiling is under the wall. That's when you normally build a house. Yeah. It's always under the wall. Then it is completely part of that house. But here, since it's contiguous with it, then we have to say, well, the part that's blocking that half, that has to be considered part of the house. Well, the outer wall, outer part of the wall does not consider that.
Mark doesn't like it.
No, I get it.
Okay. Where am I at?
I don't love it.
Okay. Now, let's say you've got that wall. And now, what do we do now? So what if you start cutting down the wall a little bit? You start shaving it off or adding. You're dealing with that wall, and now you're making some changes to the wall. Let's say, no tome hakoso me bifnim. What if you shave off, let's say, from the inside of the wall, and you trim it down? Or, are you adding onto the wall from the outside? Now you're changing where the midpoint is.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Now it comes out that the tuma is on the inner part of the wall. You've changed it. Let's say it was on the outer. Let's say it was on the outer part of the wall.
You added stuff to the outer.
But then you shaved off the inner side.
You added something to the.
Or
outer
you
side.
Added to the outer side. So now you made the outer half of the wall became the inner half of the wall.
Yeah.
So it changes the dynamics. Habayis tummy. The house will become tummy now because what was on the outer side is now on the inner side, and the reverse. Not tummy b'chutz. If you took away, shaved off from the outer. Let's say it was on the inner side, or even from the outer side, you shaved off from the outer side. Or you add it from the inside, so when you had the tuma closer to the inside, now the tuma is closer to the outside, that makes the house tar. So now you have a way, at least in this case, how you could make the house tar.
So it can change
by adding some thickness to the inside of that wall, till the part of the wall that was close to the house is now further away from the house. So that's where you could fix that up. Right? So then the bias is tar. Okay.
In the renovation service, where you call someone in to thicken your walls so that you can get rid of the tumor.
Right. Okay, but the only things you put in afterwards. Only things you put in afterwards. What is tummy in the house now isn't going to change. If the house made it tummy and now you're making the additions, it still was tummy. Mm-hmm. So any new stuff goes in will be tar.
It doesn't purify what was there.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. If the house is tummy, and you picking the wall.
But the things inside were tummy.
Right.
So now they got to go to the mikvah. Any new things are saved.
But isn't
it
tummy just...
Does the floor make it?
It has to be the mace has to be in the house.
Right. It's not. It's just in the wall.
Right. Okay.
What if the tuma is on top of that wall? That's not being covered by the ceiling. Even the inner half of Bayis Tor, the house is Tor because it's totally out of that domain. Because it's not serving the house at all. It's the tumah is open to the open air, so it doesn't go in at all. That's an obvious halacha. Okay. Now, here comes an interesting case. Now, this you would have figured we would have had a picture for this one. And No picture at all. Okay, so now we're going to talk about where you've got ground. You know, you got the earth here. And what do? You dig a big trench here. And now you leave a space. You dig a big trench here. So by emptying the trench, you now have created a wall. In between, there's a wall to both sides because you've got earth. Let's say till the table, you have earth everywhere the earth. Okay, now from here, let's say till here, you plow down all the earth. You had a big, nice, open big section. This is earth. You leave. Now you plow it again. You have a big section here. So you've got, so to speak, an underground house here. And the wall just happens to have been became the wall, as opposed to a classical case where you're building a wall permanently and making two spaces or whatever. Okay, that's the idea. So fascinating halacha, it changes tremendously now. Bayis hamishamesh as a kosel. Usually the walls service the house. Here the house is servicing the wall. In other words, usually you make walls and that makes the house. Here you made a house which made a wall.
Yeah.
You follow? By digging the trench, that's the house. You didn't put up any walls. It's so to speak, the building the house made the wall. The wall just became a wall by virtue of the house being constructed the way it was. Okay. So now, Yidon keklipas hashum, we treat it needing the thickness of a garlic peel, which he will explain. Ketzad, let's have the case. Now he's going to explain. Hachofer shtei chufim, if you dig, let's say, two burial pits, o shtei moris, or two caves. Zu bitzad zu, this one next to this one. Ad shenim tzu shnei vatim chafurim bakarka, till you now have two little domiciles, or whatever, dug into the ground. Vinasa b'neim kol salam avdil b'en shneim, and now you have a wall that just happens to now exist between the two of them. V'hoisa tuma babatim, let's say there's tuma in one of the two houses. V'kelim b'kosel, and now you've got kelim in the wall. We're not going to go, so when we had houses, we looked at the wall and looked at the middle, and went from the middle on. So now he's saying, but this is not a regular wall. It's a wall that just came on its own, so to speak. So he treated it a little bit differently. Im yesh aleim keklipas hashum, if you've got any thickness between the two houses that are as thick as garlic peels, which not very much, but any amount of wall, so tahorim, the kalim are tar, because these walls are really not considered part of the house at all. Since they didn't make the house, they're not considered part of the house. What if you have tumah in the wall and utensils in the houses? Again, in yesh aleim keklipas hashum, if you have at least a thinness of the peel of garlic, tar mitzvah. So you see, it doesn't affect those things. That's just because
it,
when do we say a wall is part of the house? When the wall makes the house. But when the house makes the wall, the thinnest wall is not considered part of the house. If it'll be thinner than a garlic peel, which is awfully thin, I don't know how you could even have a wall, but then, okay, it would be considered part of the house. But basically, any type of wall is not considered part of the house. So in summary of the two halachas, halamanata, shekosel binyan, if you have a bona fide wall that was made for a house, as the first halachas we learned, nido mesel, we now look at the half and half and see where the mace is or the kalim are. But for kosa sela, but a wall that emerged from the rock, so to speak, that was left over from the earth that was left over, oshenasa migush orts, or it's made from the clods of earth that remain between the digging between kishiyach mikam lekam, when you've dug on both sides, nidon keklipas hashum, we judge it as the garlic peel. There's another one liner. We could do one quickly. Kosel. Now here's an interesting one. What if you have a wall that's half and half of both materials? Kosel shechatzi ev yobinyan. Let's say the wall, you built half of the wall with your own wood, but one is a natural wall from the other side. Okay, let's say you had a terrain that was a little bit slopish, whatever. So you go and you go build yourself a wall, but now by digging from the other side and you leave a little bit of earth, now you got wall and earth. You got half and half. One is a natural wall, and one is a premeditatedly built wall. Okay, so how do we judge it? Nidon mechza lemechza. We treat it like an original wall that we make. Okay, even though we say that the natural part is just the thickness of the garlic peel, but once we at least have half as a wall that you made, that would treat the whole thing like a regular wall.
What do those words mean? Nidon mechza lemechza.
It's like mechza mechza. That's like before. We go 50-50. We got the thickness of the wall. Because you've got a thickness of the wall. Whatever the wall you built, whatever that thickness is, okay, you got a little garlic peel, it's nothing. But we look at that wall as the main thing, because it really is standing up as its own wall anyway. Okay, perfect place to
stop. You know what I thought of? I don't know why. How would Kosel?
Kosel.
Yeah.
Okay, sports fans.
I guess that
Muhammad.
Was his name.